Call Annie at the Hunter Foundation for more information about the Home Ownership Grant Program. 518-589-5050, extension 10, or hunterfoundation.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Chronogram, a Hudson Valley publication covering the arts, politics, events, food and dining, health and wellness, and the home. www.chronogram.com.
Welcome to WGXC 90.7 FM. I'm Loretta. Sorry, it's been a while. I haven't been on the air for a while.
Hey, Loretta.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Great.
I'm good.
Your hair looks different.
Yeah, I dyed it red.
Wow.
You were less angry than I would have thought.
Well, I think it looks really good. It's not the choice I would make, but I think it looks really good. I think you did a good job with it.
Hair dye is basically like
it's like the last thing I will ever do.
Yeah.
Like I
besides wear lipstick, you mean?
No, I would wear lipstick way before I would dye my hair.
Really?
Oh yeah. Totally.
What about like eyeliner?
But all of it. I would do but I would only do that stuff if there
Pixie
were
cut?
Some before I dyed it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Like the only thing I think I would do before, the only thing I would dye my hair before doing.
What?
Like there's one thing that I would do even less than dye my hair.
What?
Plastic surgery. Like if I had to do plastic surgery just for pure vanity
purposes.
I really
didn't think you hated. I mean, I knew you really didn't want to get hair dye, but I didn't know it was like that much of a powerful, I really don't want to get hair dye.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I guess I did.
Yeah.
I
like it. I think it looks really nice.
Thank you.
You look great.
I'm going to redo it.
Don't be careful because it'll start falling out. That's one reason why I don't dye my hair is because it starts falling out if you do it too much.
Yeah, except it'll be twice.
Do you have any idea what kind of levels we're at on our mics?
Pretty low. I should turn this
Maybe
up.
You should turn them up a little. Yeah, oh, that's a little better. Hmm. That's great.
I got into vinyl records since the last time I was on the air.
Uh-huh.
I'm starting to collect vinyls.
Yep.
You owe me a vinyl. You told me you'd buy me a vinyl.
I owe you half a vinyl because you didn't actually end up doing any work. But you did come to the John Katz reading at the Chatham Public Library on Saturday, which I asked you to do.
And you told me I was going to be working, and then I didn't.
That's right. And that is through no fault of your own.
And I really didn't really want to go, really. So
I know it's really, I think, no comment. But you did come and you didn't complain. And I appreciate that. So I'm paying you half of a vinyl. I'm giving you $10 for that.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for $10.
Thank you for coming to the John Katz thing, even though you didn't like it.
It wasn't that bad. It was really interesting.
I thought it was really interesting too. Oh, you're nodding your head. It was really interesting.
It was really interesting. I thought it was.
You're lying.
No.
Yes, you are.
The part where he was talking about the dog that they found in the woods.
That was really interesting.
That was really interesting.
Can I tell that story?
Yeah.
So this guy, John Katz, he's written like 25 books about dogs, which is pretty funny that his last name is
Katz.
So his most recent book, he was doing this author talk at the
Second Chances. Is that what it's
called? Second Chance Dog or something. So he had gotten divorced and he met this woman and he fell in love with this woman. The only problem was she had this feral dog.
Who was like really didn't like John Katz.
Who didn't like anybody in the whole world except her and wanted to just tear every other animal and person limb from limb. And the story of the dog was that it was bred to be a guard dog. It had been a junkyard dog or an auto. It wasn't a junkyard dog. It was an auto shop dog that sort of guarded an auto shop.
Right. And then it like,
there
what
was like,
happened?
A, there was like a kid who used to feed it through the fence. Like it was a totally untamed dog.
And then they dropped it off. Like on a highway or something, right? It got
pregnant
and they dropped off on a highway.
And the husband drove it into the Adirondacks and dropped it off by the side of the road. And the dog lived in the wild for 7 years and survived.
That's impressive.
It's incredible. And then it found its way to a shelter, and it was in a shelter for a year, and they could not adopt this dog because it wanted to destroy every single person who came near it.
Except this girl.
Except this woman, this artist. And this dog totally fell in love with this artist.
Yeah.
Anyway, she adopted the dog, and the guy, the author, ended up helping to train the dog to like be a dog that didn't want to rip
kill
everybody
everyone.
to shreds.
Yeah.
And the dog eventually moved into their house and lives with like other dogs and lives with him. And he did it through, I think he called it $300 worth of beef jerky.
Yeah. They would just throw beef jerky at the dog, and it got tamed by that.
Yeah. Like eventually after like $100 worth of beef jerky, he could hand it to the dog.
That's impressive. I think.
Really patient.
Yeah.
He was very patient.
What? I've gotten into some bands since
really?
I was last on the air.
Yeah.
Fall Out Boy.
Fall Out Boy. Okay.
You knew that. I got their CD. I think I'm going to play them in a minute.
Okay.
Who else? My Chemical Romance.
My Chemical Romance. You like that band so much that you're getting anonymous messages from people on Tumblr telling you that all your My Chemical Romance posts are ruining your blog.
Yeah. And I don't care.
I know. That's
I'm
pretty.
I'm going to keep posting My Chemical Romance.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm going to play them next. But I'm going to play Sugar We're Going Down by Fall Out Boy right now. Have you heard this one? This is one of their most famous songs.
I don't think I've heard this one.
Let me hold on. I need which is it? Computer? Which one is it?
She says it plays on computer. Other.
Computer. Other. I think she's right. Hold on.
You know, there's a new Fantagram out.
I know.
Yeah. You gonna play it?
I'll play that next. I don't know.
Am I more than you bargained for yet? A loaded gun, jaw flex, cock it and pull it, we're going down, down, literally around. And sugar, we're going down, swing it. Happy a number one with a bullet. A loaded gun, jaw flex, cock it and pull it, we're going down.
Sugar, We're Going Down by Fall Out Boy. That was Sugar, We're Going Down by Fall Out Boy. Is that your email?
Yeah, I'm checking my email.
All right. Yeah. I think I'm getting them on vinyl. Am I? I might have them in the mail right now. I forget. I just got that song on CD.
Uh-huh.
I think it was their greatest hit CD. It doesn't have their past two albums, but it's got most of their best songs.
When did they get together, Fall Out Boy? They've been together since like the late 90s, haven't they? Am I right about that?
No. No, it was, I can check. They've been together for a while though.
Oh, I'm confusing them with Badly Drawn Boy. There used to be a band called Badly Drawn Boy.
I have never heard of Badly Drawn Boy. I'm looking up Fall Out Boy right now, though. Because they've been out since the early 2000s. It's not telling me. Okay. I'll figure it out later. But they've been around for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. It seems like you're kind of into that, like, pop punky sound punk right pop. Now.
Yeah. There's kind of... how do I explain it? It was like the three main punk pop bands were Fall Out Boy, Panic at the Disco, and My Chemical Romance.
Uh-huh.
And then My Chemical Romance broke up.
Uh-huh.
That happened in summer of 2013.
Okay.
And everyone was really upset because they all used to be friends, I think.
Oh, really?
Maybe. I'm not sure if My Chemical Romance were friends, but Panic at the Disco and Fall Out Boy, they were all... friends.
Uh-huh. Where are they all from?
I have no idea.
Interesting.
Yeah. Should I play My Chemical Romance now?
Sure.
Have I already played Marina and the Diamonds?
A lot.
Yeah. Have I played Are You Satisfied? Do you have any idea?
Who's that by?
Marina and the Diamonds.
That one, I don't know if you've played that one.
I might play that one later. I'm going to play, Party Poison by My Chemical Romance now.
I think you're on aux 2.
I just turned on aux 2. It's up. It says aux 2. It's not playing.
It's not playing like it's playing on your iPod, but we can't hear it not
yes.
playing?
And is the button is turned on? It's on program and it's on.
So try aux 1 just in case there's been a mistake. That button is not on for sure.
It's still not playing.
Katie! Look, it's Katie, the program director for WGXC.
Yay!
Hi, Katie.
I just had on. Maybe. No?
Blah, 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 blah.
Thank you, Mom.
Blah, 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 blah.
Let's not do that.
Maybe it's not plugged in all the way.
I just tried that.
Maybe your volume's not turned up?
It is turned up.
Katie doesn't know.
I can try. I'll play it on the computer. Can I play it on the computer?
Try that one, Loretta.
Yeah. All right.
We are experiencing some really minor chemical difficulties. Wait, technical difficulties.
Yeah, this isn't working. I'm going to play it on the computer.
What isn't working? Your iPod?
It's not. I'm not sure. The auxiliary jack isn't really correctly doing the thing. That's weird. I should fix that. I'm gonna get I'm gonna start using my other iPod when I come to the radio station.
You have so many to choose from.
I do. I have several.
So maybe I'll talk a little bit about what we're doing on Sunday.
What are we doing on Sunday?
Remember?
No.
We're going to a Broadway play on Sunday.
Yes! Yeah, we are with Zachary Quinto.
Well, he's not like our date. He's in
well,
the play.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I wish he was.
We're going to see the Glass Menagerie.
Yeah, we are. I'm
it's
very
gonna be
excited.
Really cool.
It's going to be fantastic.
Yep, it's going to be
Everyone
really
says it's really great. So, yay.
Hey.
Here's Party Poison by My Chemical Romance, which will hopefully work. Party Poison by My Chemical Romance.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
They're good, aren't they?
They're pretty good.
You don't like them?
Nah.
I like them. I've played you more songs by them. They've got, I don't know, it's my favorite at the moment.
That's cool.
I mean,
when I was 14, I was listening to
Bruce Springsteen.
Not quite yet.
Oh, wow.
It was 1979 when I was 14.
Wow.
Definitely listening to FM radio. Rock radio. WPLJ. WNEW.
I don't know what you... okay.
They were the big FM rock stations in New York in the late 70s and early 80s.
Wouldn't have known that, which makes sense considering I'm 14.
And I don't think you really care.
Not really.
Not really. So I'm going to just keep checking my email. You can do your show.
All right. You know. Here's Buzzcut Season by Lord. You like her new album, right?
Okay,
never mind. Buzzcut Season by Lorde.
I like her a lot.
She's great.
She's really good.
Her new album is really great. Pure Heroin.
It's not that new.
It's
her most recent album.
It's her first album.
Yeah, it came out like last year though, right? Like halfway through the year.
Well, last year was 13 days ago. So, I mean,
I thought it's been out for a while, but that's okay.
It's been out. You're right. It's been out a few months. It came out in like
maybe September.
September. Yeah. November.
Okay. Well, it's still pretty new.
It's pretty new.
It's pretty new. It's a good song.
It's a good song. What else? Charlie XCX has a new album coming out, which I probably talk about every time we come on the radio. Yeah. No, you don't like her very much.
I do like her.
Really?
Yeah.
She doesn't seem like your kind of music.
I like her.
I don't think you like her.
What?
I think you told me at least once you didn't like her.
I've definitely heard some songs that I like.
Which ones?
I don't remember the titles.
Okay. I don't know. We have 3 minutes left.
The only kind of music that I really, really don't like that you've played for me is like super like screechy vocal music. Like guys who are like just screaming at the top of their lungs. Like,
yeah, Kieran's really into that kind of music.
She's into that kind of music. Like, what really bands do that?
I don't know.
Does Pierce the Veil do that?
Occasionally. They're not like screamy.
You one time you were mad at me in the car and on purpose you played a song.
I did.
Just really that, like, what was that song?
I don't remember.
But you know, you remember that.
I remember
moment.
Doing that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You yelled at me for listening to music with headphones all the time and told me to play something in the car. So I played a really, really loud, screechy song that you hated.
Yeah, that was really thoughtful of you.
Yeah. You
kind of considerate and just about like
you were really mad
being
at
a good
me.
Citizen
you
and
were
sort
really
of getting
mad
along
at me.
And stuff. Yeah.
Okay. You've heard some you've heard other stuff you really hate.
You know, I mean, you've grown a lot. Your music taste has really developed a lot, and I like a lot of your music taste. The whole pop punk thing, punk pop, whichever
pop,
you prefer.
Punk.
You know, that's not so much my thing either because I've listened to a lot of punk in my life and I love punk. That's like sort of less commercial.
Okay. Yeah,
but I like a lot of commercial music too. So
like what?
Like Bruce Springsteen.
That's not really.
Loretta, he's
kind of.
He's very commercial. He's like one of the biggest stars of rock history. He's
well, rock
he's pretty
history.
Commercial.
I'm talking about like current.
I don't like any. I don't like that much that's popular now.
Lorde, I guess. She's really popular right now.
I like CeeLo.
CeeLo doesn't have anything out right now.
Yeah, but I mean, he's like. The past couple of years. I like, what's her name? Rolling in the Deep. She's really good.
Adele. I got sick of her.
Yeah.
They play her so much.
They overplay
they
her.
They really
she's
overplay
good.
Her. She's good. Who else? You liked Avril Lavigne.
Oh, you know, I love that song, What the Hell. That was like one of my favorite songs
you
that year.
I really loved that song.
I loved that song.
That was like fifth grade.
Was it?
That was fifth grade.
It's a while ago.
That was a really
I love
long time
any
ago.
Song that has that like... That
Oregon.
Carousel Oregon, that Jersey Shore kind of
it's 4
amusement
o'clock.
Park. Oh my God, we gotta go.
Yeah.
Put some music on so we can throw it over to Catskill. Okay. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.